The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
Yeah, good morning, North State. Welcome to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Radio and Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning, 7:05, March the 27th, and we're going to get to this weather in a second here. But our phone lines here are 530-605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Just go to our website, click on Listen Now, and then you can join our chat room, as we have started already with some of our people. Good morning, Indy Guy. And also, we're streaming live video, and Linda's waving at you right now over livestream.com/
yeah, hopefully the Free
Fire Radio.com.
The natives will not be so restless during our show.
Tell us about the weather. This is big.
Oh, well, good morning, Bob, and good morning, Carl, and good morning to all our chat
packers. I'll go to Bad Bob as soon as we get back. You already started.
Well, okay, we're tracking a slow-moving storm over the Pacific, and once it arrives, it's going to pump in a lot of moisture over the North State, and we're looking at 1 to 3 inches of rain possible in the heaviest amounts in the north end of the valley, and that's particularly the Redding area. With the approach of heavy rain and snow, the National Weather Service has issued a severe winter storm warning and advisories in the mountains. So it looks like we're going to have, of course, the forecast is 100% chance of rain. No let up today. Temperatures around 50. Showers down to, again, 100% tonight with temperatures around 43. The weather's always brought to you by Ensemble Vineyards. So we will keep our storm alert awake and alive this morning and let you know in the next few hours while we're live here on KCNR 1460.
Well, let's say hello to Bad Bob. Bad Bob.
And good morning.
Hey, I understand that the lake went up something like 10 feet.
I'm trying to look up that information right now. Yes, it's coming right on up, and couldn't be happier about that. The houseboat folks are all happy, and it looks like it could be a good season on the lake, indeed.
Well, you know, the with the water coming down the way it is, and the today and this week, huge storms, that they're saying it could go up a total of, after all these storms we've had, is something like 20 feet or more.
And that works for me.
Well, yeah, because that means we have houseboat season. That means we have water. That means we don't have our drought thing. It may be, and I guess it's just snowing like crazy.
Will you make me a promise?
Yes.
I mean, you know, I'm
pretty sure I know what it is.
A pinky promise? Oh, okay. Okay. First of all, we've never been on a houseboat.
That's right.
I mean, really, together, we've never been on a houseboat in Shasta Lake. So we need to do that. We said that last year. We said that. And here we are. It's actually feels almost sinful, you know, that
there's only one thing worse than not being on a houseboat in Shasta Lake than what I've done. I've only gone trout fishing once. I have only gone fishing once. So that's even worse.
So we do have a number Bob pulled up, Bob. It's, let's see, 35,020. What does that say? 35 to 20? What's it say?
35 feet from the top.
Okay, so it has come up, and it's going to be going more with today and this week's storms because another one rolling in this weekend.
You know, I really look forward to when we're driving to Mount Shasta and all that beautiful frontage, you know, and you see the lake. I love to see the lake right up to where the trees come down to the lake, so there's no brown. I love that.
The bathtub ring, yeah.
Yeah, the bathtub ring. I feel really happy when I see that.
Well, you remember the bathtub ring that used to be like 130 feet, you know, wide.
I remember
a couple of years ago.
Yeah, flying here and thinking that they were going to go on a houseboat, and they did go on a houseboat, but they had to walk through mud and muck in order to get on a houseboat. I think how horrible. Hey, well, let's talk about our, right now, let's do the market moment, which we love to do. 710, we hear right at the top of the morning what's been happening with the market going on right now, with, Wells Fargo, Josh Wiley. Welcome to the program. What's going on?
Well, good morning. Economic data will be a focus in today's session. At 9 a.m. Eastern, the S&P Case-Shiller Index is expected to show home prices fell at a slower pace last year, with economists predicting a 3.8% drop in the January reading. Currently, the Dow's down 10 points at 13,231, while the NASDAQ is up 4 at 3,127, and the S&P 500 is up 1 at 1,417. Oil's up 18 cents at $107.21 a barrel, while the 30-year Treasury is yielding 3.31%. Gold's up $8 this morning at $1,696, while silver's up 31 cents at $33.06 an ounce. Some of the most actively traded stocks today, Coca-Cola is down 3 nickels at $71.75. Kimberly-Clark is up a dime at $73.80, while Goldman Sachs is down 31 cents at $127.80. Well, that's the market for now. This is Josh Wiley at the Reading office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, Josh, thanks a lot. We have the Wells Fargo Advisors giving us the market minute at 7:10, 8:10, and 9:06, Monday through Friday. And I tell you what, head on down to Park Marina Drive. Go see the Wells Fargo Advisors if you want some good scoop on what's happening on Wall Street and what to do. Hey, we're going to take a quick break here, but just think about this. Overnight, gasoline prices went up again. And since President Obama has been president, the price of gas has increased by 112%. Thank you, Mr. President. We'll be right back.
Customer service? Well, Kathy Larson from the Bay Area found Crown Motors on the internet, and Kathy says, I couldn't find what I was looking for, so I got on the net and Crown popped up. So I called them, told them what I wanted and the price. In 20 minutes, they had the car, and it was delivered to my house that evening. I'm very pleased, and so are we, Kathy. And remember, as dealers, we all pay the same for these vehicles. The difference is what we sell them. And check us out online at crownmotorsreading.com.
I'm Chuck Kinney. For 15 years, Shasta Gas Propane has been here for you. Owned and operated by my wife Judy and I, we're a family company. We sell propane, and the thing is, we're local and not a big chain. We aren't the biggest, and we'll never claim to be. So what we promise is to give you the best customer service we can. Because when all is said and done, we know that's what separates us from the competition. Shasta Gas Propane. Safety, service, and savings. Give us a call at 365-3793.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and DeBod, 7:13 in the morning on March the 27th. It's 46 degrees out there and it's raining.
Yes, currently 46 degrees. This portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew. This month, coffee and cream is the special for 20 ounces. There's going to be a lot of stuff going on there this month. You know, there's going to be some FDA. We can't wait to get them on because there's some FDA laws that are being reviewed right now about, again, more rights of the freedom of the consumer. So we're going to be talking about that. But this flavor of the month is Italian Roast as well in Portland Blend. They've got new coffees in the store on 2143 Hilltop Drive. Okay, I'm sure you guys have been waiting for this with bated breath.
Dun, 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 dun.
Where is it? Okay. I lost my paper, Carl.
Okay,
oh, here it is.
About.
Okay, it's quick, but it's funny. It was on this day in 1860 that the device, which officially is a covered gimlet screw with a T handle. You know what that is?
I have no idea. I have no idea sometimes what you do.
We got to be playful here for a minute because the natives are restless. Covered gimlet screw with a T-handle or corkscrew was patented by M.L. Byrne of New York City, and it is called corkscrew. So every day has to be something. So it was the invention of the corkscrew this day, March 27th.
Okay.
There, had my little tidbit.
Thank you. Hey, Assemblyman, you remember this guy, Tim Donnelly, that tried to carry a .45 pistol onto an airplane? He's the assemblyman from, Twin Peaks.
I'm sorry, that's funny. I don't care.
Yeah. Oh, you were serious?
Yeah, the Twin Peaks Republican.
I thought, well, you were fast. Yeah, good
Twin
for you.
The Twin Peaks Republican here, carrying a 45 on, and so he was just, he pleaded no contest to it, and he was fined $2,200, and was said, find an increment of $200 a month.
What does he know about Laura Palmer?
I don't know. Anyway, he said, gosh, it was just an honest mistake. I just happened to have a 45 and an extra magazine in my briefcase when I walked on, tried to walk on the plane. You know, I just have a feeling that, you know, and this happens a lot, I think. People just accidentally bring their weapons onto the planes. I mean, if you try to bring a
Well, they
a
have to get through TSA.
Off, well, that's what I mean. It's how do you forget that you've got a 45 in your first of all, how do you forget that you're carrying a weapon anyway?
Well, you
know, he said he had death threats, you know, for some of the legislation he put in. Frankly, that doesn't surprise me because a lot of the legislation that we see coming out of Sacramento is criminal. So,
well, you've had a couple pocket knives, haven't you? Have you not?
I have never been stuck on a plane. On
not
that.
Stuck, I, but I've never had.
No, I've never
confiscated.
No, I've never had anything confiscated from the plane.
I'm sorry.
Unlike you, who's had her face lotion and hair stuff. No. They took it. Remember?
I think they took a liquid portion of something, and I can't remember when. But we were there. We were stuck in that line at LAX. Remember, it's after Golden Boot Awards. Interestingly enough, we had just come back, and it was August, and there were thousands of people in line at the LA airport. We were trying to get back to Reading, and that was right when they had the liquid bomber or whatever it was. So thousands of people. Do you remember they were throwing piles of liquid stuff, and they just put it into effect that people were just really caught off guard.
Okay. I remember that. Bad Bob, you're sitting there looking like you want to talk about something.
God.
You've got your hand hovering over.
Well, I know, but you're rolling your eyes. I just can't figure it out.
I once had to mail my, I had like a $80 Leatherman tool, and I actually forgot I had it, you know, clipped in my pocket because it's always there. And fortunately, they had a kiosk where you could pop something into a bag and mail it to yourself. This was down at SF, and that
nice.
Was a big relief.
That
I
makes
did
sense.
Not want to lose that thing.
Sense.
No,
yeah.
No. A lot of people forget, even with a nail clipper, they, you know, could be nail clipper.
Nail clippers, I think you're okay now, but I think it's when you start carrying pistols in. Hey, today at the Supreme Court, it started yesterday, but it's big today, that they're going for the looking at the health care plan, Obamacare. They're looking at the individual insurance, the mandate, where you as an American citizen for the first time in history would be forced by the government to buy a insurance premium. And they're arguing it under several different levels. They're arguing it is it's Commerce Act, is it Individual Freedoms Act, and all this. But it's going to come down, I think, to I don't think it's going to be a unanimous decision. Of course not. But who's it going to come down to? Is it going to come down to Justice Kennedy again? Justice Kennedy, who, if it comes up to him and it goes to a 5-4, then we're paying the other guys just to hear what they're writing, because it comes down to Kennedy a lot of times. But it's even after they've heard the arguments, it's going to be a couple months where you hear what happened. I personally don't like the idea of the government telling me I have to buy an insurance, a health insurance program, a health insurance. I don't like the government telling me to do a lot of things. And many of our listeners, and on both sides of the aisle, many of the people we've had in here are Occupy friends that have come in here. They don't like being told what to buy. They don't like being told they can't do something or that they have to do something by the government, that you have to buy this insurance, and if you don't, you're going to be fined.
How are they going to fine you?
Well, when you don't have it. If you don't have it, you've got to prove it. You've got to prove you've got
the
insurance.
IRS,
IRS will come at you. They're going to hire another 18,000 agents for the IRS.
So
and they're
going to
come after you. No, no, they will. They're going to come after you and fine you for not having it.
So you're telling me the homeless guy that's walking on the street, they're going to pull over and say, hey, where's your insurance papers?
Well, no. They could.
You have your papers?
Except that, you know, this will be provided for him.
Okay, so
this will be provided. But, well, you know,
somebody
when
has
you
to
look
be
at
accountable.
Less than 50% of the people pay taxes anyway. So, but It's going to be done, and it's going to be paid, and they're going to say, we want the private insurance companies to do this. Well, the private insurance companies are not going to do it, because already they're being forced to cover things like body augmentations, piercings, kids till they're 26 years old under your insurance plan. What is this? 26 years old. And when that happens, as one of our callers told us, when they had to start covering, they're no longer children, they're adults under their parents, under their parents' plans, then that means they start taking away from other people who've already had plans.
You know, we talk about this, we come from a place, and we got to take a break. And coming on the other end, we've got guests, and I've got tickets. I've got two sets of tickets for some upcoming theater productions that are happening this weekend, so you don't want to go anywhere. But my point, that just for something to ponder during the break, is, you know, in our era, we're 10 years apart, but when we grew up, our parents were...
I never held it against you that you were 10 years older than me, though.
Well, our parents both worked 8 to 5. They did the American dream. But growing up, they made us, and I remember in my generation, the 70s, my parents saying, you need to think about when you're 18 that you're getting your own insurance, your own car insurance. These things cost. What are you going to do in order to make a living to do this? Are you getting an education? I mean, they made me really think about that during high school. So, I don't know. I wonder what their parents are saying to kids today. It's a different world, and times are changing. It's just, in the next 10 years is going to be very interesting. We'll be right back. KCNR 1460.
Small town, but he's got a big time voice.
That's how I got to be this way.
Justin Moore, April 25th, Wind River Casino Event Center. Bringing the party from the backwoods to the concert stage.
Lord have mercy, it's a real good life in the backwoods.
Justin Moore.
I'm proud to say I love this place. Good old small town USA.
April 25th, 7:30 at Wind River Casino Event Center with special guest Whiskey Dog, Justin Moore.
He can't even bait a hook.
Get tickets now by stopping by the River Club. Call 1-800-280-UWIN or online at windriver.com. April 25th, Wind River Casino Event Center. The new album, Outlaws Like Me, available now.
He can't even bait a hook.
Don't miss Justin Moore live. It's better on the river.
I'm Patrick Henry Jones, and I'm running for Supervisor District 3. Proven leadership for Shasta County. I grew up here in Shasta County. I've worked at Jones's Fort for over 30 years. I've been the lone conservative voice on Redding City Council, and I've served as Redding's mayor in 2010. One of the most important issues facing eastern Shasta County is the protection of our water rights. Vote for me, Patrick Henry Jones, Supervisor District 3, paid for by the committee to elect Patrick Henry Jones, Supervisor District 3, 2012.
Mark your calendar. You don't want to miss the 2012 Boondocker Ball to benefit the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center. March 31st, join your friends for a 1940s USO-style event at the Redding Jet Center at Municipal Airport with social hour at 5:30 and dinner starting at 6:30 p.m. Music provided by the Straight Ahead Big Band. Tickets are on sale now at Jones Ford on East Cypress and Tobacco and Brew on Hilltop. You can also call 378-2280. More information at norcalveteransmuseum.org.
At North Valley Bank, we offer more than just products and services. We offer expertise for the times in your life when you need financial advice. If you're looking to buy or refinance your home, now is one of the times to consult the experts at North Valley Bank. You'll get support every step of the way from our Home Loan Center. Whether you need someone to help you choose the right mortgage loan program, decide if it makes sense to refinance, or get pre-approved for a home loan, we're here for you. And if you're a first-time homebuyer, you may be interested in North Valley Bank's home buying seminars. These seminars give you the opportunity to learn the basics of the home buying process with experts on hand to answer your specific questions. If you'd like to know more, go online at novb.com or visit a local branch today. North Valley Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Good morning. Welcome back to KCNR 1460. We've got some great guests coming up. This portion of the show is brought to you by North Valley Bank, named Business of the Year in 2011. Local bankers doing great work for your community, North Valley Bank.
Okay, I just want to talk about a few things. We're going to have Shasta Caverns on here in about 5 or 6 minutes. And then at 8 o'clock, we're going to have Mark Walters, who is a nationally syndicated talk show host on a show called Armed America, which is played on Saturday afternoons here. But we're going to be talking about what happened down in Florida. We're going to be talking about that case that I want to talk just a little bit about mob justice, too, because if you see what's happened down there in this case, it's a perfect example of what happens when the media piles onto and becomes a mob. So far, I mean, if you start looking at the facts that are starting to come out, things are starting to change, yet we still have a number of people going to have rallies down there. Al Sharpton. Al Sharpton, if you don't remember, is the guy with the Tawana Brawley case in New York where they accused policemen of rape of this woman. And then after the investigation was shown, first of all, no rape ever happened, the police end up getting a pile of money from the city. This is the same thing as the Duke lacrosse players when the media piled on about this. And gosh, Al Sharpton was there too. That piled on and said that these Duke lacrosse players raped this prostitute in a bathroom. Three guys did during a certain time period, and then they and it's such a rush to judgment and a rush to prosecute them, and then they found that was wrong too. Again, mob justice. And I don't know what happened down there in Florida, but I do know is that as reports are starting to come out, that it appears that there's more than one side to the story than this guy Zimmerman just walking down the street and shooting this 17-year-old. Seems like there's a lot more to the story, but yet you don't, you know, now it's just starting to come out. But if they could have, they would have lynched this guy in the first day or two.
Remember Lord of the Flies?
No.
Oh my God. It was a mob kind of situation.
Well, it is mob. It's mob. And if you look at it, that what mobs do and what mobs can accomplish is strictly they work on emotion and not necessarily facts. But anyway, we'll talk about that at 8 o'clock. Now, speaking of things that are happening that we want to start announcing around here is that today at 9 o'clock, if you can be there, today at 9 o'clock at the Shasta County Board of Supervisors meeting, a proclamation is going to be presented to the Vietnam Veterans of America Chapter 357 in honor of Welcome Home Vietnam Veterans Day. The meeting takes place at the board chambers at Court Street and starts at 9 o'clock. And the proclamation is first on the agenda after the public comments. So you can just go on down there and be there for when they do this proclamation. And it's good for the Board of Supervisors to do that. We applaud that. A proclamation to be presented today at the Board of Supervisors down on Court Street, 1450 Court Street, to the Vietnam Veterans of America Chapter 357.
Remember yesterday when we were, this is kind of a creep out thing, but it's happening, and this is what happens when you have people that do these special breeds. It seems that they're finding 9-pound rats. Isn't that just wiggy?
You know, you were talking about that yesterday.
Wig you out.
Down in the Keys.
In the Florida Keys, they're finding these 9-pound rats that are very unique because they were let go in the wild by a special breeder. Or bred this certain thing. So anyway, I just thought that
turns them loose in there. So now you have 9-pound rats. So if your cat. So pretty soon you hear this. You hear a rat in the darkness going, here, kitty, 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 kitty.
Well,
here, kitty, kitty.
Now
kitty.
The pythons have something to eat.
Yes.
Well, that's true. That the people have turned loose the pythons. You know what? Florida's the only place where you can
better
lose,
than your baby.
Where you can lose your Shih Tzu dog to not only a python but now a rat. Can kill your dog and eat it.
Okay,
the gators are out.
You know? You know what? The gators are just trying to hold on their spot in the ecosystem there next to the pythons and the big 9-pound rats.
Major lumpage in the belly there.
There you go. How do you catch the python? Because he can't get through the hole in the fence because it just swallowed your 15-pound beagle.
or the 9-pound rat, hopefully. Before we take a break, I have two sets of tickets here I would really like to share with you guys. This weekend's coming up. We've got two great performances going on. Across the street, this ticket is for this Thursday night, March 29th. And these are two tickets for five women wearing the same dress at Old City Hall. It's going to be fun. A wonderful local theater production. I got two tickets for that. And give us a call, 605-4567. And coming up in the next hour, I've got two tickets for Hairspray. But let's take the first caller for those tickets for Thursday night's production of Five Women Wearing the Same Dress.
Hey, an Angel. Yes, I have seen spiders also that are as big as your hand, and they're fast. They're fast. They go up and down walls like you can't believe, and they run across your body. So think about that during the break. Carl and the Bot. Hey, we've come back. We're going to have Shasta Caverns with us, and they've got a big announcement to make. And we're going to be talking about that. We'll be right back. KCNR 1460.
From the Fox Business Network, Wall Street kicks off the trading day with the market searching for direction. Just before 10 a.m. Eastern, the Dow was clinging to positive territory, up roughly 15 points. Home prices fell more than expected in January for the fifth month in a row. Case-Shiller's 20-city home price index slipped 0.8%. Prices were down in 16 of the cities measured by the index. The sharpest declines were in San Francisco, Atlanta, and Portland, Oregon. Bats Global Markets Board of Directors meets today to discuss last week's failed initial public offering. Bats withdrew its IPO in the wake of a computer glitch that kept the company from trading on its own exchange. The board is expected to focus on employee bonuses and potentially holding another IPO. Amazon's plans for a facility in Indiana will create more than 1,000 jobs by 2015. The online retailer will invest $150 million in what will become its fifth largest fulfillment center. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Adam Shapiro.
Opportunity Louisiana. More and more companies like CenturyLink, Nucor, and Gameloft are finding success with Louisiana's custom fit solutions. Here's Gameloft's David Haig.
Louisiana customized their approach in recruiting us to meet our very specific needs. Selecting Louisiana as our site for expansion allowed us to open 3 to 4 months sooner than we anticipated.
What can Louisiana do for your business? Find out at OpportunityLouisiana.com.
Customer service. Well, Kathy Larson from the Bay Area found Crown Motors on the internet, and Kathy says, I couldn't find what I was looking for, so I got on the net and Crown popped up. So I called them, told them what I wanted and the price. In 20 minutes, they had the car and it was delivered to my house that evening. I'm very pleased, and so are we, Kathy. And remember, as dealers, we all pay the same for these vehicles. The difference is what we sell them for. And check us out online at crownmotorsreading.com.
Hello, folks. I'm Bob, the Mount Shasta Springwater Drop. It's no wonder that Mount Shasta Springwater is the preferred choice here in Northern California and Southern Oregon. It's natural, it tastes good, and it's healthy for you. If you are not drinking Mount Shasta Springwater, you owe it to yourself to give it a try. Give us a call at 1-800-922-6227 and start enjoying the refreshing taste of Mount Shasta Springwater today. When you call, tell them you want the Bob the Drop special. Mount Shasta Springwater, naturally the best.
Is your website at the top of the search engines? Are you losing business because people can't find you online? Are you advertising your website in the right places? Hi, this is Andy Main from Shasta.com, and for over 10 years, we've been helping local businesses with the search engines. In today's competitive market, it's never been more important to be found online. Newspapers, TV, and direct mail just can't compete with a well-designed website that keeps you in direct contact with your customers 24/7. And with the new smartphones, people are now searching for you on their mobile phones. Are you there? If not, Shasta.com can help. We do search engine optimization. It's called SEO, and we've been doing it for over 10 years. Our SEO services get you to the top of the search engines and keep you there. Call me today at 224-6866 or visit us online at Shasta.com to find out about SEO for your website. This is Andy Main from Shasta.com, and yes, we do SEO. We host your website, we do email, we connect you to high-speed internet, and yes, don't worry, we'll leave the modems on for you.
This is Carl Bott. I'm with Chef John Spadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis for Grandma Velia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. You know, if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
Hi, it's Charlie Thompson. I'm here to get out the word on CVAC, Shasta County Veterans Affiliated Council. We're a county-sponsored organization of all Shasta Veterans Service Groups. In fact, if you're a veteran or veterans group, you may already be a member. To learn more, visit us on the web at scvac.us. That's scvac.us. And then join us at a quarterly meeting and see how you can get more involved supporting your fellow vets. CVAC, Veterans Helping Veterans.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts, Carl and Linda Bott.
I think in the entire world.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media, and Carl Linda Bott. 8:35 in the morning, March the 27th.
And
phone lines here is 530-605-4567. And we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Just go to our website, and we are streaming worldwide. And now look. You can, you know, you can double button us, and you can see us also at livestream.com/freefireradio.com. I think that's on the website even.
Yeah, leave off the .com, just livestream.com /freefireradio. Thing will pop up. You're good to go.
And you'll pop up, and there we are. And then you can actually get to see Bad Bob.
We love the action. Yeah. The action happens at, you know, when we start to change over the guests and we get all this great, juicy information and we like, oh, let's write that down because we have to talk about that. But before
later
we do,
on, I'm going to explain to you what peak slime really is.
No, we're going to be talking. We're going to make an announcement here in just a moment. But first of all, we want to let you know that the temperature right now is currently 46 degrees. We have 100% chance of rain today with temperatures reaching around 50. Showers tonight. Again, the whole week looks like we're going to have rain, and we'll take that because I think Bob said something that we're, 35 feet from the top of the lake.
This morning, yeah.
Yes, and so the weather's always brought to you by Ensemble Vineyards, but this portion of the show is brought to you by Crackmaster. Don't replace your windshield until you explore all of your options and go to the owner, Jeff Wurst. He is going to shoot it to you straight about what you need to do with your windshield. That's Crackmaster Windshield and Repair. I am so excited about our next guest because when Matt, welcome from
Matt,
welcome
Matt
to
the Doyle program. From Shasta Caverns.
There yes. you go, and we've been and welcome to the show.
Thank you.
And I went on your website, which is I'm going back up to it's a Lake ShastaCaverns.com.
That is correct.
So share with all our listeners in the chat pack. You guys love to be on the web, so go and check this out while we're having this interview because there's tons of great pictures and great information on the history of Lake Shasta Caverns.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
Oh,
Matt, welcome. Shoot.
Well, our announcement is just recently in the past couple of weeks, we were designated by the National Park Service as a National Natural Landmark.
Woo! What is that? Okay, I get that. It's exciting. I mean, I'm all flushed, but tell us, what does that mean in the big scope?
Well, any cave or any attraction, any hotel, restaurant, what have you, can say that they're the best in town and boast it. What we're having right now is this day's designation basically says that we're part of an elite group of natural attractions. There's only about 591 in the entire United States. We're 592. There's 35 in California. We are now 36. So that is a very elite group of natural attractions. That's going to put us on the National Park Service map for the nation. So hopefully we'll see a huge boost in tourism this year as far as visiting up to the lake and bringing a lot of money into the area.
Well, we've got lots of water falling, so we're going to have a full lake. There's no chance that it'll just kind of come up and fill up the cavern.
No. We're about 850 feet above the surface of the lake.
Oh, well,
level.
If that's the case, we're all in trouble.
Exactly.
So if it gets to that. Now, being designated this, and it goes into all the park manuals and all their handouts and all the printing jobs, so they're going to have to change everything they have right now. To put in Lake Shasta Caverns.
To include Lake Shasta Caverns as a national natural landmark. We could say NNL from here on out, because it is a pretty good mouthful.
NLL, okay.
Well, just a little bit of history here. The caverns were long known to the Wintu Indians who lived in the area. The cave was first known as Potter Creek Cave, and in the 1870s, a fish hatchery and small town were built on the McLeod River. Today, both reside more than 300 feet underwater.
Mm-hmm.
So, fascinating history here, and the cave was named Baird Cave to honor the first U.S. fish commissioner in the area. A hatchery employee by the name of J.A. Richardson officially discovered the caverns, and his inscription is still written in carbon.
Mm-hmm.
From November 3rd, 1878, is, and of course, evidence of his discovery. So this is no wonder it is really on the, again, what's the title, 36? I know it's number 36 on
National Natural Landmark Program.
Natural Landmark program.
That's correct. It's basically the best geographic example of what we have in this region. So it is the best cave that you can find within, I believe it's close to 500 miles from here.
And when before we came on the air, you said something as well. You are the only, I want to say it's not a dwelling, but it's, you know, your mineral cave or rock or your, you know, it's the caverns,
mm-hmm.
has a boat and a bus that are included in the trip.
That's correct. It's the only one in the United States, and it very well might be the only one in the world that has a boat and bus associated with the cavern tour. It really is the full package deal. Going across the lake, you have about 10 or 15 minutes on the McLeod Arm. You have about a 10 or 15-minute bus ride up to the entrance of the cavern, some of the best scenic views of Shasta Lake that you'll ever see. And then, of course, an hour guided tour of the caves themselves.
What's the most exciting thing about the cave?
Most exciting? I've been there for close to 11 years, and every time I go in the cave, I see something new. So I think that would probably be the best part, is it's always a new surprise. Especially for people coming in that have been there throughout the years, some of the locals. Every time you come in, you get a different tour guide. You get a different perspective of the cave. So it's new every single time you go in.
One of our people here in the chat pack said he used to work there.
Oh.
At Shasta Caverns when he was a young man, which, of course, could be a while ago. Depending on his age. Okay, we're going to take a break here. Carl Linda Bott, our guest, Matt Doyle from Lake Shasta Caverns. They've just been designated a National Natural Landmark, an NNL, a N squared L.
Yes.
Stalactites, oh my. We'll take a break. We'll be right back. KCNR 1460.
Is a bloom shoots up through the stony ground.
Revisit the days of highballs, hijinks, and happy hours when the coolest cats in town roamed the Vegas Strip.
And now,
Frank Sinatra.
The end is near, and so I face the final curtain.
Dean Martin.
Everybody loves somebody. Everybody falls in love somehow.
Sammy Davis Jr.
That's Mr. Bojangles.
And Joey Bishop. The Rat Pack Show, Saturday, April 28th at the Reading Civic Auditorium. It was a special time, once in a lifetime. But now you can take a trip back in time and share a little slice of that so famous past with Sandy Hackett's Rat Pack Show. Reserve your tickets for this cabaret-style show now online at readingcivic.com or call 229-0022. That's 229-0022.
There's new coffee in the store at Tobacco and Brew. Full beans by the pound. Portland blend. A rich flavor with a moderate body. And how about a favorite? Italian rose. Dark flavor with an enticing aroma. Try the coffee special of the month. Cookies and cream. A blended 20-ounce drink for just $3. Can you imagine a blended 20-ounce drink for just $3? What else, Carl?
Tobacco and Brew has the finest walk-in humidor in the state. Walk in and find any cigar that you could possibly want at great prices. Also, veterans get discounts at Tobacco and Brew.
And don't forget, Tobacco and Brew is closing out on their T-shirts and leather jackets at huge savings. Our favorite place to go, Tobacco and Brew, for all your coffee and specialty needs. 2143 Hilltop Drive, Tobacco and Brew.
Here's another satisfied customer of Cars, California Auto Repair and Smog.
Michelle Martin Strebe, marketing manager with the Record Searchlight. Didn't I see you recently, Michelle?
You've seen me quite a few times. I bought the car last year. It's a used car, but it definitely had some front end problems. I took it into Cars. The mechanic went through every problem. They kept me safe, and the car is fixed. You guys were a dream to work with.
How did you happen to come into Cars in the first place?
Well, I had met the owner, Barb White, years ago when I first moved to Reading. The shop is real close to the Record Searchlight. The concierge service, I have to say is one reason I use cars so much. It's very handy, and I don't have to inconvenience everybody else in my family to run me around town.
Have you referred any of your friends or your coworkers there at the Record Searchlight or any of your family into cars?
I'm bragging about the last thing I had done, which was the detailing. You guys are just like a one-stop shop for me. It's wonderful.
Quality auto repair at affordable prices. Call 246-9277 or look for them on Facebook.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, 745 in the morning, March the 27th. It's raining out there. When we say 100% chance of rain, we just aren't fooling around, are we? And, in fact, it's maybe even 110% chance of rain today. Phone lines here are 530-605-4567. We're streaming at KCNR1460.com. And
well, this portion of the show is brought to you by Nathan's Anthems. Okay, that's the tattoo place on the corner here on Market Street. We love it. It's very clean. We've been in there. These guys are great. And they got a $300 tattoo that they or tattoo enhancement or a renewal. That you have to be a veteran. If you go in and you sign up, they're going to be giving away a $300 gift certificate for the month of March and the month of April. It's just your chance to go see Nathan's tattoos and tell them that we sent you. Go sign up and see if you could win that drawing as well.
They're down at 1358 Market Street, the corner of Market and Tehama.
There you go.
Our guest is Matt Doyle, who is the head. He's the manager, general manager, I guess, of Lake Shasta Caverns.
That's correct.
And you are an N squared L now, a national
landmark.
With another N in there.
Yes, National Natural Landmark.
So you've been deemed or knighted.
Yes, exactly. Designated by the National Park Service.
Okay, which means more work for you. Because it's, you know, being listed like this, people are going to see it that may not have seen it before. And they're going to go to make this like a destination spot. Oh, gosh, caverns.
Well, it gives us a chance to boast. Really, I've known what we've had up there for, well, ever since I took over. But now we've had a third party, a federal agency, designate us, which basically says that, wow, we really do have something up here. And we want that word to spread out not only through the locals, but through the state of California and basically the whole nation saying, we have a gem up here.
Matt, could you share with our listeners who you are, a little bit about Matt, and what led you to the caverns?
Well, in 2001, I had served my 4 years in the United States Air Force. And was a heavy.
Thank you.
Oh, thank you. Was a heavy equipment special purpose mechanic, and well, I came up there. There was a job opening for working on the boats, buses, and all the generators, basically anything that had wheels or ran. And this was January 2001. I signed a little piece of paperwork that stated I wanted to stay in the reserves. Nothing was happening at the time until September 11th. At that time, I was called out for a year. My wife at the time was 5 months pregnant with our child, our first child. We just had moved into our house, and I had less than 24 hours notice to be down on base and packed and ready to go for a year. Needless to say, I did my little stint without any issues. I came back about a year afterwards, and the general manager at the time asked if I wanted to take his position over. Without a doubt, I think it took me about 5 seconds to make the decision, said yes. And in October 2003, I officially took over as general manager of Lake Shasta Caverns and been enjoying it ever since.
Well, I know that there's so many good things about it. And, gosh, you've done a lot of work there. And now with the dinner cruises that you're doing?
That's correct. Lake Shasta Dinner Cruises. We're also trying to get another number of other things. We've talked about the zip lines before.
Yeah, zip lines.
Looking at nature trails.
Oh yeah, nature. You know what Matt's plan is and the people that own, of course, the property,
mm-hmm.
is to make this into a real destination where you can come in and park your car, do the zip lines, go over and do the caverns, and have dinner, and then. We need to build a motel out there.
We do.
We'll get there.
Well, no, but that's kind of what, you know, just make it kind of like a little destination area there. You can spend the whole day there.
Exactly.
Well, they were working on that bridge over by, you know, where's the bridge that
up in Antlers?
Yes. They've been working on that bridge and replacing and renewing that. Is it called a spelunker?
Spelunker, yes.
Okay,
cave explorer.
Okay, so how many spelunkers, are true spelunkers, have you met? that really go have been to the bowels or the depth of that cave?
Oh, literally about hundreds. We've had a number of people throughout the years. We're a fairly new cave or show cave. We opened in May 30th of 1964, so there's still a number of people that have explored that cave before it was developed. So there's actually quite a few people out there. We have one particular room inside the cave that's not on the tour that's has close to 1,000 different names in there. Anything from Reading to Silverthorn to tour guides just a couple of years ago. So there's a number of inscriptions inside that cave in this particular room. So there's plenty of people that have crawled around there. It's getting back to that wanting to explore. We've don't have very much of that left in the world these days. So when we have something like this, it gives you kind of instills that sense of exploring back in you.
Well, Matt, thanks so much for coming by today.
You're very
Matt
welcome.
Matt Doyle from Lake Shasta
now,
Caverns.
Congratulations on this national landmark now. That
National
is
Natural Landmark
national
that we have
landmark,
here.
National Landmark, wow.
Which is a great designation. There's only how many in California? There's
35.
Now there's 36.
That's correct.
And you're going to be on all the tour guides there when they come up. Well, that's great. That's good for not only you all, but also Shasta County and Redding as people are driving through.
Oh, exactly. That's every family that comes up here additionally because of the NNL. That's another dinner in a restaurant, another shopping at a local store.
Right.
It's more money into the area, period.
That's right. Okay, Matt, thanks a lot.
And thank you for making the announcement here on KCNR.
Oh, you're very welcome. Thank you.
All right, we'll be back in a minute. Carl and DeBott, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Miss a day, miss a lot.
Nibbling on sponge cake, watching the sun bake. All of those tourists covered with oil.
At North Valley Bank, we offer more than just products and services. We offer expertise for the times in your life when you need financial advice. If you're looking to buy or refinance your home, now is one of the times to consult the experts at North Valley Bank. You'll get support every step of the way from our home loan center. Whether you need someone to help you choose the right mortgage loan program, decide if it makes sense to refinance, or get pre-approved for a home loan, we're here for you. And if you're a first-time homebuyer, you may be interested in North Valley Bank's home buying seminars. These seminars give you the opportunity to learn the basics of the home buying process with experts on hand to answer your specific questions. If you'd like to know more, go online at novb.com or visit a local branch today. North Valley Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
I'm Chuck Kinney. For 15 years, Shasta Gas Propane has been here for you. Owned and operated by my wife Judy and I, we're a family company. We sell propane, and the thing is, we're local and not a big chain. We aren't the biggest, and we'll never claim to be. So what we promise is to give you the best customer service we can. Because when all is said and done, we know that's what separates us from the competition. Shasta Gas Propane. Safety, service, and savings. Give us a call at 365-3793.
Talk about customer service. Well, Kathy Larson from the Bay Area found Crown Motors on the internet, and Kathy says, I couldn't find what I was looking for, so I got on the net and Crown popped up. So I called them, told them what I wanted and the price. In 20 minutes, they had the car, and it was delivered to my house that evening. I'm very pleased, and so are we, Kathy. And remember, as dealers, we all pay the same for these vehicles. The difference is what we sell them for. And check us out online at crownmotorsreading.com.
I'm Jake Ryan. I'm with the Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange. We opened up in February of last year. The first major decision I made on how to advertise and how to connect with my customers was airing spots on KCNR. KCNR was probably the best marketing decision I made. I was able to hook into my audience, the people that I knew would want my product fastest by using KCNR than pretty much any other element of my marketing plan. In fact, now that I've expanded, a lot of that has to do with getting to the customer that I needed to get to out in Corning. I still have people coming up to me and saying, oh, yeah, I heard it on the internet. Without question, it's going to be the first element of my marketing plan. KCNR has made itself the lifeblood of my marketing. If anybody has any questions about what KCNR has done for my company, I'd be more than happy to answer your questions. Come by the store. We're out there on 3637 Eureka Way. Or contact me at jake@thepreparedpatriot.com. You know, the funny thing is my slogan is peace of mind today for less. And having gone with KCNR, I have that.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and the Bot, good morning. Time 7:53 in the morning, March the 27th. 43 degrees out there, and it is raining. And it's going to be raining. It's going to be raining today. It's going to be raining, I think, tomorrow. It may start clearing up Thursday and Friday, but it's going to come back real heavy again on Saturday. It looks like the our supervisors race for District 4 is getting hot again. You know, we've had three of the five candidates for the Shasta County Supervisor District 4 on the show here. We've had Sherry Beck and Cheryl Clifford and Bill Chappelle. We're going to have Catherine Bird on Wednesday and then Dean Monroe on next week. All of them running for that seat. And they're getting, you know, it looked like they were getting a little testy last night at the meeting they had down there at the Reading Tea Party, Patriots. Meaning they had a few hundred people there talking about what the issues. And, you know, it's one thing about the Tea Party Patriots out there on Monday nights. They hold debates. And whether you agree with what the, you know, if you say, oh, gosh, you know, the Tea Party, which, of course, is a misnomer since it's for anybody that cares about and concerned about your community, whether you're an occupier or a Tea Party type, if long as you're doing things correctly and not trying to destroy and defecate on cars and break windows and all that. Everybody has a right. Everybody has a right granted to them and defended by our military, and it should be by our judges, you know, for a right of free speech and what you believe and being able to say it. But anybody should be able to go to these meetings that they have out here, that the Reading Tea Party has, and listen to these candidates. You don't have to support the Tea Party to listen to these people, because you need to do that, because we're going to be voting here soon. And they also are going to have the congressional delegates here, or congressional people that are wanting to go take Wally Herger's place. They want to do, they're going to have a, everybody that's running will go out there so you can see them. Now, we're going to try and have everybody that's running for office also here. The candidates for Congress, we've had several of them. We're getting more of them, but there's, you know, there's like eight of them, so we're trying to pull them all in. We're going to get all the district supervisor people, candidates for that. We've had a number of them. We're going to try and get all of them in here. And then we're going to try and start putting together some debates, too, so you can hear it, and we can archive it, so you'll have it right there. I have them down at Tobacco and Brew in the community room. The assembly, of course, running for assembly, of course, Rick Bassetti and Brian Daly, are having, you know, their moments, too, as front page, as Bassetti has put a complaint against Brian Daly, that he violated campaign finances. But we'll see what happens with that. By hiding money. I mean, I'm not sure how you hide money and exactly how that works specifically, but obviously that you've got to say, hey, this is all the money we have, and you've got to tell people that. Okay? And then because I need to know how much money you have so I can know how much money I need to spend or I have to get more. I'm not sure how that works, except telling Bad Bob, if I tell you I've got $100,000 to spend, you know, you have to go in there and say, this is how much money we have to spend. Is that so they can't just like all of a sudden come show up with $1 million more?
Not sure of the reason why somebody passed
if it's
a
that
law.
Reason, mm-hmm. If it's that reason, then if you say, okay, why do I have to tell you? It's just when it comes to filing. I need to have one of our election experts. You know what? It's like anything else. You've gotten so many rules and regulations
yep.
that it, you don't know if you're obeying the law or disobeying the law, or even if there is a law.
Or
but
if
there should
being
be a
held
law.
Up.
Hey, two Canadian firms have offered to put the Keystone Pipeline into the United States. Did you get this? The one that President Obama turned down, and these people are wanting to put 850,000 barrels of oil a day through this thing by 2016, they can build it. They said, we'll build it, and they're taking, but here's the problem. See, Obama turned it down. And why is that? See, all of this oil, Canada is awash in oil. It has so much oil, the people are starting to turn darker up there. It's starting to seep up through their feet into their bodies. They have so much oil. They want to give it to us. They want us to have it. They want to sell it to us at low prices. What's the problem with that, Bad Bob? Tar. It comes out of the tar sands. And tar sands oil may be a little more corrosive than other oil. So who's fighting it? Environmentalists. Who else is fighting it? President Obama. He wants to open up this 450-mile pipeline that goes from Oklahoma down to the to all the pumping, or from the pumping wells there in Oklahoma down to the factories. But here are two Canadian companies that say, we're more than happy to build this. We want this oil to go straight down to the United States. But if you don't, we're going to ship it to China. Explain that one to me when the oil, the price of gas has gone up 112% under Obama. And why aren't we hearing about Obama trying to make his rich oil friends richer? You heard about when Bush was president. Why aren't they saying that Obama's got his cronies in the oil industry and he's trying to make them even richer? We didn't hear that. It's true. We haven't heard that. How come? Oh, that's right. Mainstream media in the pocket. President Obama can do no wrong. Well, I think we know better. We'll be right back after this. We're going to have on Mark. We're going to have on the syndicated host of the radio show, Armed America.
You're listening to KCNR Shasta Redding.
Fox News Radio. I'm Dave Anthony. Can we be required to buy health insurance?
I believe that the Supreme Court is going to uphold the decision.
Republicans hope that Democratic Congressman John Larson is wrong. As the justices hear the key challenge to health care reform, Fox News Radio's Evan Brown is live, where it's very lively outside the court.
If the protests continue here, these folks want the law upheld.
We love Obamacare. We love Obamacare.
Even as a Tea Party rally was in progress just a few feet away.
Breeze said, yes, government has the power to tell you to buy vegetables. They believe that government has the power to tell you to buy a gym club membership.
That's Congresswoman Michelle Bachmann. Inside, the justices are listening to arguments over Congress's power to impose a penalty on people choosing to remain uninsured, Dave.
Evan, how bad has the year of fighting been in Syria? Well, the UN now estimates 9,000 civilians have been killed in a crackdown on an uprising. This as Kofi Annan, the top envoy to Syria, says Syria's agreed to his plan to stop it, including a daily ceasefire, but rebel leaders are skeptical. The day after an American and two British troops were killed by gunmen dressed like Afghan soldiers, a plot is busted up in Afghanistan.
Afghan authorities arrest more than a dozen Afghan soldiers after a plot to attack the Ministry of Defense was uncovered. Officials found 11 suicide vests inside the ministry just next door to the presidential palace.
Fox's Connor Powell in Kabul. Pope Benedict's in Cuba, praying at a shrine in the second largest city, Santiago, where he led mass yesterday. The Pope later goes to Havana to meet with President Raul Castro, maybe Fidel. Gas prices have us a little less optimistic about the economy. Consumer confidence dipped a little this month. Home prices keep dropping down in January in 16 of the 19 cities tracked by the S&P. Average prices went down nearly 4% from the year before. On Wall Street, a mild ride the Dow down a few points. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
Would you like to learn about an investment that's risen an average 18% a year for 11 years and not one losing year since the 2008 crisis? It's up over 100%, and now Citibank says it could rise another 30% this year. To learn more, call Lear Capital at 800-957-4653 for their free special report and video that examines why this shaky economy is giving this investment a big advantage. The report and video are free, so call now 1-800-957-4653. That's 800-957-4653.
You want to know what can bring any good business person to their knees? A power outlet. Seriously, I've seen it. People in suits crawling around looking for a plug. That's when I tell them about the HP Folio. It's the thin and light business ultrabook with the longest battery life. And it's inspired by Intel and powered by the Intel Core i5 processor. Buy direct at hp.com/folio. Based on internal battery versus published internal battery time of competitor ultrabook batteries in the U.S. as of 1-18-2012.
There is no voting this week, but still plenty of campaigning. Newt Gingrich outstumping in Maryland, still battling Republican frontrunner Mitt Romney.
If he gets a majority, obviously I will support him, and will be
delighted to do everything I can to help defeat Barack Obama.
Republicans vote next Tuesday in Maryland and in Wisconsin, where Rick Santorum will be out campaigning today. There is a video that France's president hopes never gets on TV, showing murder recorded by the terrorist killed by police last week. Fox News Radio's Alistair Wenklin was at that standoff in Toulouse, now live in London.
That's right, Dave. The killer shot the video as he gunned down three Jewish kids and a rabbi, plus three soldiers. The video has chantings from the Quran and the apparent hallmarks of Al-Qaeda. Arab TV network Al Jazeera says it received a copy but will not air it, and France's president is urging other networks to do the same. Police there confirm the video fuels suspicions the gunman was not acting alone. The video apparently mailed after a siege began that left the gunman dead. Dave?
Alistair, in Colorado, they're hoping for calmer wind today, battling about a 3,000-acre wildfire that's destroyed at least five homes. One person has been killed. They're trying to determine how that person died. The fire was whipped up by some very strong winds southwest of Denver. Bully will not be R-rated. The Motion Picture Rating Group is backing off on that, and the documentary instead will have no rating.
I'm proud of this decision to move forward unrated. I'm happy that so many theater owners are going to support this film regardless.
That's writer and director Lee Hirsch. Bully debuted in Hollywood last night, focusing on the lives of five bullied kids and their families over the course of a year. It will be out in limited release on Friday. And somebody could be filthy rich tonight. The Mega Millions jackpot, the third largest in its history, nearly $360 million. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. I'm a Free Fire Radio and Carl in about 8:05 in the morning, March the 27th. Good morning if you're just coming in. Linda's waving at you through the video feed we have at livestream.com/Free Fire Radio. Our phone lines here are 530-605-4567, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Just go there, pop into the chat room, as many of you have, and good morning to all of our chatters again. Coach Bob, Angel, Indy, all you. Yeah, Al? Or maybe that's A1. We are going to have Mark Walters here from Armed America Network, and after we get into weather and, of course, Wells Fargo.
Linda. It's currently 46 degrees. Looks like we're going to have rain all day long today with temperatures reaching around 54 degrees. Showers all day into the night. Low temperatures around 43. Let's go to our Wells Fargo moment. Good morning. What's happening with you, Josh?
Well, equities were little changed at the open as investors digested yesterday's comments from Fed Chairman Bernanke and some mixed economic data. Currently, the Dow's down 10 points at 13,231, while the NASDAQ is up 4 at 3,126, and the S&P 500's down 1 at 1,416. Oil's up 46 cents at $107.49 a barrel, while the 30-year Treasury is yielding 3.3%. Gold's up $6.80 this morning at $1,695, while silver is up 24 cents at $32.99 an ounce. Some of the most actively traded stocks this morning, Caterpillar's down a nickel at $108.71, Home Depot's up a dime at $50.24, while Merck is up 25 cents at $38.91. Well, that's the market for now. This is Josh Wiley at the Reading office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Thank you, Josh. Always, we have our market moment at 7:10, 8:10, and then again at 9:06. And Josh Wiley, wonderful to hear about what's going on in the market. You know, watching silver has been really interesting to see how
silver, gold, and of course the price of oil keeps going up, and the price of gas keeps, again, went up again overnight. We've already talked about that.
How about the price of ammo?
The price of ammo really is, you know, it's also, you know, here's the thing, my friends. If Obama is reelected, better start buying early, because I promise you, if they can force you to buy insurance for health, they can force you to buy insurance because you've got a weapon in your house. I promise you that. That's what's coming next. If they can force you to buy insurance for your health, they will force you to buy insurance because you have a weapon in your house, because they'll ask it. Oh, do you have weapons? Oh, then that's dangerous. Then now you need to have extra insurance.
We're really excited about our next guest.
Yeah. Hey, our next guest, Mark Walters. Good morning.
Good morning, guys and gals. How are you today?
We are
Peachy. How are you doing?
I'm doing wonderful. And I'm listening to your conversation about insurance and ammunition, and you're absolutely correct. That's the fear of the gun owners of America. In fact, that's why their latest press release is out, and that's why they are standing in such stark opposition to Obamacare and making their point very clear, because that is going to come next. I agree with you wholeheartedly, Carl, no question about it.
Great. Okay, look, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, then we can turn loose, because I want to talk about what's happening in Florida, too. I'm sure that you're on top of that and of all the changes that we're watching happen here in the last 24 hours concerning that case. And then I know you're also up on that doctrine that they have in Florida on stand your ground. And
Yes, sir, absolutely.
I'd like you to be able to talk about that to our listeners. Okay, sure. We'll be right back. Carl Lindebaugh, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460.
I'm Patrick Henry Jones, running for Supervisor, District 3. Proven leadership for Shasta County. I am committed to actively protecting our renewable resources, mining, agriculture, logging, and ranching. It's time the county starts working for the people, not against. It's time for a change. Vote for me, Patrick Henry Jones, Supervisor, District 3, paid for by the committee to elect Patrick Henry Jones, Supervisor, District 3, 2012.
Mark your calendar. You don't want to miss the 2012 Boondocker Ball to benefit the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center. March 31st, join your friends for a 1940s USO-style event at the Reading Jet Center at Municipal Airport with social hour at 5:30 and dinner starting at 6:30 p.m. Music provided by the Straight Ahead Big Band. Tickets are on sale now at Jones Ford on East Cypress and Tobacco and Brew on Hilltop. You can also call 378-2280. More information at norcalveteransmuseum.org.
Theodore Roosevelt once said, "The highest form of success comes not to the man who desires a mere easy peace, but to the man who does not shrink from danger, from hardship, or from bitter toil, and who, out of these, wins the splendid ultimate triumph." Our success in life depends on the words we choose to live by, and even Mark Twain considered Theodore Roosevelt to be straightforward and sincere. This summer, Five Star Bank has been recognized as the Small Business Administration Lender of the Year for the 21 counties of the Great North Valley. Five Star Bank specializes in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star can be counted on to be at the forefront helping entrepreneurs build their business and create jobs. Believe in Five Star Bank. Smart people doing good business. If your time is as valuable as your success, visit us at Five Star Bank. Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call 223-6652. Online, fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Free Fire Radio. It's a target with your mind.
Good morning. Currently 46 degrees here on the KCNR studios. This portion of the show is brought to you by Hilltop Medical Clinics and also on Eureka. Do you realize that now both clinics are happy to announce that they are taking TRICARE, which is great. Beneficiary copay, cost share, and deductible. TRICARE will be billed for services by Hilltop Medical. Again, that is on 1093 Hilltop Drive, next to Country Kitchen and 2123 Eureka Way. Hilltop Medical Clinics.
Taking TRICARE. That's great. Hey, our guest is Mark Walters from the Armed American Radio Network and one of our syndicated shows that we have on Saturday afternoons. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning, Carl. Good morning, Linda. How
good
are
morning,
you?
Good morning, Mark. Great to have you on.
Hey, Mark.
Thank you. Great to be here.
You heard us talking about how the insurance thing is that, you know, I don't think people realize is that if they can, if the government can tell you to buy insurance for your health, they can then tell you to buy insurance for other things, and it's a short step for them telling you what you can eat. Otherwise, your insurance costs should go up.
Yeah, the food police are out there in full force right now. We see it every day, right? If you're eating French fries, you're at risk. It's obesity, it's diabetes, it's this, that, and the other thing, and you need to bear a bigger burden of the cost. What do you think they're going to do about someone who has a firearm in their home?
How about more than one firearm?
More than one firearm is going to increase your cost even further. They're going to try to eventually force you to have an insurance policy of X amount of dollars. It's all coming, and this is why it's so vital that this legislation, this Obamacare, that the Supreme Court do what's necessary to strike this down as unconstitutional, and I'm very hopeful that that'll be the case, at least 5-4. It's really sad that you can almost pick the outcome along political, ideological terms in the court nowadays, but hopefully we have a 5-4 decision that strikes down that mandate. It's vital. Larry Pratt, the gun owners of America, the NRA, and the rest of us in grassroots are fighting to make sure that that happens.
Well, you know, the thing about it is when the government can get into that, and I actually had one of the candidates on that looked at me and said, well, you know, it's like requiring people to have car insurance. And I looked at him and I said, no, it's not, because nobody's forcing you to buy a car. Nobody's forcing you to drive. They're forcing you because you're breathing air to have a health insurance plan. And, you know, the point to me is that when the government can reach down into your life like that to buy health insurance, they can tie other things into health insurance, just like you said. And then once you start tying it in, once you take that first big step, then the gates are opened.
Everything that we do can be brought back to our own health. The shoes we wear can harm our feet. The clothes we wear aren't bright enough or to reflect sunlight. It's ridiculous and absurd, but if this passes, if this is allowed to stand, then that's exactly, those are the doors that are open. And if you don't think they're coming after your guns, I'll tell you right here, I'll tell you, listeners, you're nuts. It's happening.
Of course they are. That's the next step. He didn't do it he didn't do it in his first term because he didn't have the strength to do that because he was fighting it out over the health care plan. And you have 22 states go after you for that. But then they can start, then they don't have to make laws. Then they can just start from the Health and Human Services, by the way, can just start making, you know, if they get this in there, is just start adding things that you have to do for the insurance. They're already, the doctors are being, can just see what's happening right now.
Well, Obama had to work under the radar, didn't he, the first term? Isn't that what he said?
Yeah. And he also said,
under the radar.
He also said he doesn't care if the price of gas goes up to $5 a gallon. He said this. He just didn't want it to go up too fast. Well, right. He's getting his wish. It's up 112 or 115% higher than it was when he first came into office. He's not doing anything really to lower the cost of of a barrel of oil. So, I mean, if you can't see the handwriting on the wall, probably we deserve to have this happen to us.
We'll deserve what we get. And the mainstream media is covering this. They're covering up for him, which is why it's so vital that everybody get the news where they have to get the news, because they're not getting the truth from the mainstream media. And if what we're seeing, and I happen to be in Florida, and I've been here all week doing some firearms training and doing the show live from Tampa. I was right down the street from Sanford, Florida, where this is all occurring. If you don't think that the mainstream media is covering this up, look at what's happening here.
Oh, yeah, and let's start talking about that. First of all, you hate to see anybody at the age of 17 have their life end, and Trevor Martin in this case. And I'm just speaking, you know, from, you know, just, you know, seeing lives end before, and that you don't like that. However, the mob reaction to this, of this man being shot down, or being killed, I shouldn't say shot down, but being killed, is just remarkable. You know, the mainstream media has started piling on again, and you know, it reminds me of the Duke lacrosse players, you know, rape case, the Tawana Brawley case back in New York.
Thank you for bringing that up, by the way.
Al Sharpton,
thank you for bringing up Tawana Brawley.
Yeah, Al Sharpton is right in the middle of it again. He was wrong then. He cost the city of New York millions of dollars because he was wrong and he lied about it. And now you've got the Trevor Martin case, and now things are starting to come out that he wasn't exactly an angel.
Well, let's go even farther than that. I actually opened up, and again, thank you for bringing up the Tawana Brawley incident. I'm old enough, as many of our listeners right now are old enough, to remember the Tawana Brawley. For those that aren't, I ask that you Google up, or whatever search engine you use, and Google up Tawana Brawley, Al Sharpton, and I want you to read the facts and find out the background of where this man comes from, because the mainstream media gives this man credibility. He has yet to apologize for the millions and millions of dollars that he cost the state of New York. And it is very reminiscent of the Duke lacrosse. But what we have here is, again, Carl, this goes right back to the mainstream media. They are doing what they do best. They are pushing a political agenda via mob rule. They are enticing this fight. They are creating a battle. They are creating news by pushing this political agenda. And in this case, it's their gun-hating, gun-bashing, and freedom-hating agenda. They're using Trayvon Martin to do it. It's despicable. And when their ends are met, and a new story du jour pops up, they're going to pack up their toys, they're going to leave, and you will never hear the name Trayvon Martin again. You will never hear the name George Zimmerman again, yet the mainstream media will have left a wake of damage, destruction, and destroyed lives and reputations in its wake.
You know,
and that's coming. They're going to leave.
Yeah, well, they've already started that. They've gone after him. You know, they've got, you know, Sharpton's bringing in his, you know, his quote star power to bring in, you know, to have this march to try to force an issue that, if you just read the police report, which by the way just seems to be slowly getting out there, that you know, for a man that just supposedly hunted down Mr. Martin and shot him, he has a broken nose, his head was bashed on the ground. They've got eyewitnesses there of African Americans that were there that were witnesses to this. They've got a number of things that are starting to come out now. Maybe it wasn't like that, but I don't see them backing off at all.
And they won't back off. It's not a part of their agenda. Here's what this agenda is. This agenda is in Florida. There, you see them going after the Stand Your Ground law. I know we want to talk about that. It's very, very important because Stand Your Ground had nothing to do with this case. But the fact is that, as you just mentioned, the facts in this case are coming out, and they will come out. And when the facts come out and it doesn't fit the agenda of Al Sharpton and Jesse Jackson and the mainstream media, they will move on and the damage will have already been done, is the point that I'm trying to make. And that's what's so dangerous in this situation, because lives are going to be ruined in the process. And Jesse Jackson and Al Sharpton don't care about that. They don't care about whether or not who defended their lives. If the facts come out and George Zimmerman gets the chair, then that's what the facts show. If the facts come out and George Zimmerman is vindicated, then that's what the facts show. That's not what Jesse Jackson, Al Sharpton, and the New Black Panthers are after. They're after vigilante justice. They're after destroying reputations based on facts that they create themselves. They're making this up as they go along, and it's very frightening to watch. Very scary to see what's happening here in Florida right now.
Okay, well, we've got to take a break, Mark. And the other thing, though, it's, you know, you mentioned Jesse Jackson, Al Sharpton, and I brought up Al Sharpton because of his past. I didn't know about the New Black Panthers, but it's not just them. It's not just Jesse Jackson. It's people on MSNBC. It's on people on CNN. It's people on talk shows that, you know, are saying these things. I mean, you know, that here, you know, that they're calling this guy a murderer and all these other things, but it's, again, mob rule that they're going by slogans. They're going by, some of the sheep are scared, so the rest of the sheep are going to follow. We got to take a break. Carl Lindebot.
Hey, feed off that.
Carl in the Bot, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460.
About customer service? Well, Kathy Larson from the Bay Area found Crown Motors on the internet, and Kathy says, I couldn't find what I was looking for, so I got on the net and Crown popped up. So I called them, told them what I wanted and the price. In 20 minutes, they had the car and it was delivered to my house that evening. I'm very pleased, and so are we, Kathy. And remember, as dealers, we all pay the same for these vehicles. The difference is what we sell them. And check us out online at crownmotorsreading.com.
Swipe to win, play to win, stay to win at Wind River Casino. And come on and win a free ride. Here you have a chance to win a brand new 2012 Can-Am Spyder Roadster. It has three wheels, endless possibilities. It's unlike anything on the road. Over $40,000 in prizes up for grabs. Swipe to win, play to win, stay to win. The more you play, the more chances you have to win prizes and a 2012 Can-Am Spyder Roadster. We are the only local entertainment destination in Northern California. Plus, we have new games just waiting to hit the jackpot. It's easy. Just use your free River Club card daily. Don't miss your chance to win free slot play at weekly drawings on Mondays and Thursdays. The big giveaway is on Thursday, March 29th, where you can ride off on your very own Can-Am Spyder Roadster. For more information on Wind River's Come On and Win a Free Ride Swipe to Win promotion, log on to windriver.com. Better yet, head down to Wind River Casino and check out your all-new Can-Am Spyder Roadster. Swipe to win, play to win, stay to win. It's better on the river.
Is your website at the top of the search engines? Are you losing business because people can't find you online? Are you advertising your website in the right places? Hi, this is Andy Main from Shasta.com, and for over 10 years, we've been helping local businesses with the search engines. In today's competitive market, it's never been more important to be found online. Newspapers, TV, and direct mail just can't compete with a well-designed website that keeps you in direct contact with your customers 24/7. And with the new smartphones, people are now searching for you on their mobile phones. Are you there? If not, Shasta.com can help. We do search engine optimization. It's called SEO, and we've been doing it for over 10 years. Our SEO services get you to the top of the search engines and keep you there. Call me today at 224-6866 or visit us online at Shasta.com to find out about SEO for your website. This is Andy Main from Shasta.com, and yes, we do SEO. We host your website, we do email, we connect you to high-speed internet, and yes, don't worry, we'll leave the modems on for you.
Folks, I'm Bob, the Mount Shasta Spring Water Drop. It's no wonder that Mount Shasta Spring Water is the preferred choice here in Northern California and Southern Oregon. It's natural, it tastes good, and it's healthy for you. If you are not drinking Mount Shasta Spring Water, you owe it to yourself to give it a try. Give us a call at 1-800-922-6227 and start enjoying the refreshing taste of Mount Shasta Spring Water today. When you call, tell them you want the Bob the Drop special. Mount Shasta Spring Water, naturally the best.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, 8:25 in the morning, March the 27th. Carl and Linda Bott, good morning. And the weather today is going to be rainy.
Currently 46 degrees. We're going to have temperatures up to 50. Showers again tonight with temperatures of 43. The weather's always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards. And there is music over the weekend. And don't forget Thursday night's pizza. Things are happening and a very lots of good stuff happening out at Anselmo Vineyards.
474-5546. Don't believe everything you read. Okay, this portion of the show is brought to you by Crown Motors. And stop by and visit Steve Roberts and the crew today at Crown Motors Reading, your local Dodge, Ford, Honda, Nissan, Lincoln Ram, a dealership. It's been serving Reading for a long time in all the surrounding areas. They carry a selection of used cars, trucks, and SUVs to fit every need. And they take pride in their work. They're locals. One of the biggest purchases you're going to make is that new car or that used or you know, gently used car. Well, go down to Crown Motors. Just keep our money local. Keep our people are local, and they take pride in what they do. Crown Motors. Our guest, Mark Walters of the Armed American Radio Network. And that's, you know, it sounds scary, Mark. What exactly is that?
Armed American Radio Network. What a great name for a radio show, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Uncle Ted Nugent comes on the show and he says, Armed American Radio. Wow, what a great name for a radio show. The radio program was born out of the U.S. Concealed Carry Association in a column that I write for Concealed Carry Magazine. And the intent of the show is to bring new people into and invite them into the life, to teach them how to live the armed lifestyle responsibly. You know, we have a right, we have a unique, recognized right in this country, in America, under our Second Amendment. The Second Amendment does not grant us a right. It recognizes our right to defend ourselves. And it's so vital, and we have a responsibility to defend ourselves. Carl, I say on the radio program a lot, that I don't understand the man or woman who does not exercise their right to self-defense. I don't understand the head of a family who, at its very core, that person's responsibility is the defense and safety of their family. And I don't understand the person who possesses no means to defend their family. A firearm allows us to do that. You know, the old bumper sticker logic, 89.999.999 million guns, or 89 million guns, I should say, harmed no one today is true. And we are mainstream America. Gun owners are mainstream America. We just have to fight that battle in the media because they make it appear that we're extremists, when in fact, you know, most Americans believe in the right to keep and bear arms. So that's why Armed American Radio exists, and we talk about that right and that freedom every week on the radio.
And you pretty much cover the United States with your
We're on right now in 36 states. The program is one of the fastest growing in the country right now. It's growing like a weed. We're heard in over 150 cities on 100-plus stations, and that is
growing rapidly. We've just added the sixth largest market in Houston. We've just added our second, we're really proud of this, our second city in Illinois, the only state, ladies and gentlemen, without a concealed carry license procedure. That will change soon. I never thought I would say that in my lifetime, but I just did.
Well, we try to offer different shows of people that are interested, and we have people up here in the North State, whether you're Republican or Democrat, they feel really strongly about the right to have arms here. And a lot of even our most progressive types hunt. They like to shoot and such.
Sure.
They of course believe that there should be limits on it, like do you really need a machine gun? And I said, well, gosh, why not? I think they're fun to shoot, but They are. And however, I don't have one because I don't have that license, but they are fun to shoot. And, I'd love to see something like they have in different parts of the United States where you've got, like 300 people should come up, show up with machine guns and shoot and let everybody come out and take a look at them. That's kind of fun.
And that's a legitimate debate, Carl. When we debate that, can we have, does the Second Amendment allow us the right to own a machine gun? I personally believe that it does. I'm a law-abiding citizen. I will harm no one. I'm willing to have that debate. That's a legitimate debate. But at the very core, just the other day here in Sanford, Florida, we heard Jesse Jackson say, we need to ban guns. These guns need to be banned. Come on. And this is the agenda that they're pushing, the anti-gun lobby is pushing. And I would like to make a point here of how reprehensible this is. The exploitation of this case, I think, is very important. We were discussing the Trayvon Martin case a few moments ago. The Brady campaign, we have National Reciprocity Bill now that has already passed the House, which would enable anybody with a concealed carry permit in any state to carry in any other state that has a permit process, just like you can drive in a state that allows you to drive. And, of course, it does not violate state rights because you still have to follow the laws of the state that you're in, just like you have to follow the speed limit signs in Alabama or California or Washington when you cross the state line. It's no different. What we have now is the Brady campaign, again, without knowing any of the facts have not yet come out on this case in Sanford, are now calling the National Reciprocity Bill the George Zimmerman Armed Vigilante Act.
Oh.
I mean, this is reprehensible. But this is why I'm willing to sit back and just watch them eat themselves here, because that's what they're going to do when the facts eventually come out, and they will.
Okay, Mark, we're going to have to take a break here for the news. When we come back, I want to stand your ground. For people that aren't quite sure what exactly that means as opposed to Castle Doctrine. Okay, we're going to come right back. Carl Lindabad, our guest Mark Walters, and we're going to be talking what has been happening in Florida and what's happening here.
Fox News Radio, I'm Pam Puso. Those for and against the health care law outside the Supreme Court for a second day.
The Constitution matters! The Constitution matters!
Today's session tackling the individual mandate.
The court is giving each side an hour to argue whether or not it's constitutional to compel Americans to buy health insurance.
Fox News Radio's Evan Brown, those arguments nearly finished. The parents of Trayvon Martin in Washington for a forum on racial profiling. Martin was shot and killed in Florida by Neighborhood Watch volunteer George Zimmerman, and we're learning more about Zimmerman's account.
Zimmerman pursues Trayvon Martin, but according to him, he turns around, starts walking back to his SUV, and then it's Trayvon Martin who punches him from behind, knocks him to the ground. They roll in the grass with Martin on top of him, punching him.
Fox's Phil Keating, Zimmerman has not been charged despite calls from around the country to do so. Fox News, we report, you decide.
Revisit the days of highballs, hijinks, and happy hours when the coolest cats in town roamed the Vegas Strip.
And now,
Frank Sinatra.
The end is near, and so I face the final curtain.
Dean Martin.
Everybody loves somebody sometime. Everybody falls in love somehow.
Sammy Davis Jr.
That's Mr. Bojangles.
And Joey Bishop. The Rat Pack Show, Saturday, April 28th at the Reading Civic Auditorium. It was a special time, once in a lifetime. But now you can take a trip back in time and share a little slice of that so famous past with Sandy Hackett's Rat Pack Show. Reserve your tickets for this cabaret-style show now online at readingcivic.com or call 229-0022. That's 229-0022.
there's new coffee in the store at Tobacco and Brew. Full beans by the pound. Portland blend. A rich flavor with a moderate body. And how about a favorite? Italian Rose. Dark flavor with an enticing aroma. Try the coffee special of the month. Cookies and cream. A blended 20-ounce drink for just $3. Can you imagine a blended 20-ounce drink for just $3? What else, Carl?
Tobacco and Brew has the finest walk-in humidor in the state. Walk in and find any cigar that you could possibly want at great prices. Also, veterans get discounts at Tobacco and Brew.
And don't forget, Tobacco and Brew is closing out on their T-shirts and leather jackets at huge savings. Our favorite place to go, Tobacco and Brew, for all your coffee and specialty needs. 2143 Hilltop Drive, Tobacco and Brew.
I'm Dennis Patterson with West Coast Sustainables. We're a solar power company here in Redding. And I had followed Free Fire Radio when they were on another station, and they discontinued it. It took me a couple of months to find out where Carl and Linda were. That was a little over 2 years ago, and I got involved supporting the station with advertising. Not so much that I expected to get a bunch of business out of it, but I really supported what the station was doing as a community station and what they believed in, not just politically, but faith and morals and all those kind of things. Surprise, surprise, after 2 years, we have been very successful at business being created by the station, and we continue now as one of our major advertising points because it works, and we're really happy with that. Again, I'm Dennis Patterson, West Coast Sustainables, dennis@solarpowerissmart.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, home of Free Fire Media and Carl and the Bot. Do you think they heard that expletive that you just issued there, Bad Bob?
I hope not.
You know, because if they did, somebody write into us. Did you hear, just, did anybody hear just what Bad Bob just said?
I don't think the mic was open.
Well, just did anybody just hear what Bad Bob said?
It's
because if you did, let me know so we can make sure we wipe it off the archive.
It's the in-between spots that just kill me. Hey, by the way, this portion of the show is brought to you by That Kitchen Place, celebrating 8 years. Their anniversary. Go visit Sherry and her wonderful staff, and $2 is going to give you a wonderful raffle ticket where you can get some great stuff for their drawing on March 31st. That Kitchen Place on Hilltop Drive.
Hey, our guest today is Mark Walters, who is the host of the Armed American Radio Show from the Armed American Radio Network. It's armedamericanradio.com, and we've been talking about well, guys, you know, believe it or not, healthcare, we've been talking about how that goes into control people, and been talking about what's happening down in Florida in the Zimmerman case and the shooting of Martin. And one of the things that people may not be clear on is the Stand Your Ground law that Florida has, Mark.
Let's make everybody aware. It's very important that you understand what the Stand Your Ground law means, because you are not getting the facts from the mainstream media. If you are watching the shows that you mentioned before, the MSNBC, CNNs, Fox News's, pick a network, any network, and you're hearing the former prosecutor from Fulton County, Georgia, or the former prosecutor from Kansas City, talking about why George Zimmerman needs to be arrested, these people don't have a clue, and they're not giving you the facts about the case. Stand Your Ground simply means, and it was written and passed in 2005 here in Florida. It has then become model legislation for approximately 26 states across the country, and the law plainly states, and only states, that you have a right to stand your ground and not have to retreat or run away if you are faced with a life and death situation. It extends the castle doctrine, which says your home is your castle. You can defend your life in your home with deadly force if necessary to any place else that you have a lawful right to be. That's all it does. It does not give an individual the right to go seeking out trouble. And this is a good time to bring up the point that, as I preach on Armed American Radio, did it this past weekend, wrote a column about it that is out this week this month in Concealed Carry Magazine. If you are an armed, lawfully armed, responsible citizen, never, ever, ever, ever initiate any situation that has the potential to escalate. If you can safely leave, do so. Get out. From the facts that we do know, George Zimmerman followed this person. He was lawfully armed. That may be stupid, Carl and Linda,
But stupid isn't always illegal.
Well, you know,
argued that it would never have happened if he had never followed this person. But what he did was not a violation of the law.
I think when they said, but the one case they're using is how, and this was somebody who's chasing a burglar. This had nothing to do with Zimmerman. Was chased a burglar down and then stabbed him. Had nothing to do with guns, but then stabbed him. And they're saying that this is an example that he. Yeah, but nobody that ever passed this law said anybody has a right to pursue, attack, and kill somebody if the person's trying to run away.
This is just common sense. If you are a lawfully armed citizen and you're carrying a firearm, never, ever, ever should a firearm be deployed except in the defense of human life, period. And we preach that regularly. That's responsible gun ownership. It's responsible concealed carry. We teach this in classes. We adhere to these rules when we train. That's the responsible thing to do. My column in this month's issue of Concealed Carry, which I think you have, is called Make It the Right One, and it refers to the decision, if you're armed, and it was how I had seen an automobile with the lights off in front of my home late one night. I was armed coming home from the studio. I had every right to walk out in front of my home and confront this person and say, why are you here in front of my home? However, what would happen if a six foot six behemoth got out of the car and looked down at me and said, so what are you going to do about it? Now I have a problem. I'm lawfully armed, and this situation is now going to escalate. The response is you pick the phone up, call 911, let them know there's a suspicious vehicle, and be the best witness you can be. Don't inject yourself into this situation. Let them handle it and get out if at all possible. Now, going back to Zimmerman, I had a fascinating email the other day. Doesn't the Stand Your Ground law also apply to Trayvon Martin? Of course it does. Here Trayvon Martin is walking through this complex lawfully, let's assume lawfully because we don't know the facts, we'll assume that, and all of a sudden he's being pursued and followed. Doesn't he have the right to stand his ground if and only if an activity is being, yes, he does. But he does not have, as the evidence is now beginning to come out, the right to pursue Zimmerman, who was apparently leaving, and attack him from behind. Therefore, stand your ground does not exist in either case here. It does not protect George Zimmerman, and just because he may invoke that case or a lawyer may invoke it does not make it so. Virtually every expert out there is saying that stand your ground does not apply in this case. So what the media doesn't want you to believe that, now we have Chuck Schumer. We need to review these laws. Chuck Schumer doesn't have a clue what he's talking about. These laws have been incredibly effective since 2005. So...
Yeah,
you know, everybody to calm down and let the facts of
Well, that's kind of what, you know, again, we go back into mob rule, and we got to take a break here. But that's the other thing is mob rule. Let's find out, you know, at first they would have hung him if they could have right then. There was the pitchforks, the pikes, the torches were going. And so at this point, last week, and now things are starting to come out, it makes things look a little different. Of course, you know, the family of Martin is being brought into Washington, D.C. for these special hearings. I just don't think people know the whole thing. You know, one of the things that came out yesterday was that Zimmerman was a mentor for black children. And when they asked the children's mother, is he a racist? Did he say anything or anything like this? She said, you know, absolutely not. She wouldn't let her children go there if she thought that.
Right.
So, but, you know, I don't think that has come out, you know, big time.
Well, the Black Panthers have a $10,000 bounty on his head. We're certainly not hearing about that. I'm really looking forward to see how Eric Holder handles the Black Panthers' $10,000 bounty, which is a violation of federal law, when they walked on the 2008 voter intimidation case. So we'll see. It's going to be fascinating.
All right, we got to take a quick break here. I guess Mark Walters from Armed American Radio Network. Carl and DeBott, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460.
At North Valley Bank, we offer more than just products and services. We offer expertise for the times in your life when you need financial advice. If you're looking to buy or refinance your home, now is one of the times to consult the experts at North Valley Bank. You'll get support every step of the way from our Home Loan Center. Whether you need someone to help you choose the right mortgage loan program, decide if it makes sense to refinance, or get pre-approved for a home loan, we're here for you. And if you're a first-time homebuyer, you may be interested in North Valley Bank's home buying seminars. These seminars give you the opportunity to learn the basics of the home buying process with experts on hand to answer your specific questions.
If you'd like to know more, go online at NOVB.com or visit a local branch today. North Valley Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
The secret to having a great tattoo is combining the perfect design with the right artist. You can find both at Nathan's Anthems. Their artist can bring your old tattoo to life or create a new tattoo that you've been thinking of. Nathan's piercing crew takes you to a whole new level. They use the finest quality equipment and the best jewelry available. Every tattoo shop has a different standard of quality with regards to artistry, cleanliness, services, and safety. We invite you to come in and look at the tattoo artist portfolios and bring in your tattoo ideas. This month, Nathan's is giving away a $300 tattoo to a local veteran. That's right, one lucky veteran. All you have to do is go in and sign up at 1358 Market Street at the corner of Market and Tehama. Nathan's Anthems wants to remind you that no two tattoo shops are the same, and some are better than others, so think before you ink. That's Nathan's Anthems, 1358 Market Street, for your one-of-a-kind experience. 241-8288. 241-8288. Check out some of their custom work at their studio or online at nathansanthems.com.
A call from a police agency. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. A patrol cruiser was rear-ended in a collision. The bodywork was completed, but it didn't handle the same as before the collision, and the officers refused to drive it. My inspection revealed the left quarter panel, trunk, and bumper had been replaced, but a buckle in the frame had not been repaired. The buckle made the frame shorter. This caused the rear axle to be off track by 1/2 inch, causing an unstable condition on curves and turns. Clearly, this was a job for the Mega Liner, available only at Coachmaster, the biggest and most powerful frame liner in Northern California, capable of over 100 tons of combined pulling power. Warning, there is now a well-handling patrol cruiser in Northern California. Just look for the officer with the big smile on his face. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and about 8:45 in the morning, March the 27th. Yeah, I like that music. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop right off Athens Avenue, DC Tim and the Man in Black. Man's Last Stronghold. Great prices, great haircuts, discounts for veterans and seniors. Go on down and see them today and get your hair cut. That's Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue, Man's Last Stronghold. Our guest today, Mark Walters from the Armed American Radio Network, one of our syndicated shows that we have on Saturday afternoon. And we're talking about what's happening in Florida. We're talking about what's going on in the government right now. That as of, you know, people really thought, Mark, that there's going to be a lot of anti-gun legislation when Obama came in. And that didn't really happen, did it?
No, it didn't. And in fact, gun rights have been expanded. This is a great time to be a gun owner in America right now, because I believe that the Second Amendment, Constitution, and American freedom is much bigger than one president. However, that president can do significant damage, which is the concern in a second term. But people did think that. A lot of folks did. That's why we saw gun sales and ammunition sales fly off the charts and continue, I'd like to point out, record pace since that time. Every month, from what we understand, particularly the last 3 to 4 months, we are seeing NICS checks rising and increasing at a record level across the country. And that's because we're getting ready to come into another presidential election again, Carl, in a number of months. And here we go again. In fact, I can tell listeners, I heard you say this before we started the discussion about 45 minutes ago, and that is ammunition prices are going to go up. I made that comment on the air the other day and advised listeners, if you're in the market for ammunition, now would be a good time to buy it. I have heard from a number of sources who are in the industry that ammunition that is currently, quote-unquote, in the pipeline and in the supply chain is readily and plentiful, right, is readily available and plentiful right now, but that is changing. It is being scooped up, and once it gets scooped up, there are no components coming in behind it. So it's and with the election coming up, they're seeing that run on ammo begin to occur a little bit earlier than they had anticipated. So you might want to keep that in mind.
Well, last time when Obama was elected and everybody thought, oh, my gosh, he's going to grab the guns and ammo, you could not buy primers for large calibers.
Right.
You couldn't buy ammo. you were limited in ammo because people, instead of going in and buying, like they would buy a box or two boxes, they were going in there with their dollies and buying a case of ammo. They didn't even unload them off the, they didn't even offload off the pallets there because people would come in and take cases of ammunition.
That's right.
As it turned out, and they couldn't keep up with the, amount that people wanted, which is why they were running out of it. And, but still, you know, nothing did happen. However, in my opinion, if President Obama gets reelected, he's got this next 4 years, and then that's going to be part of that agenda is the guns.
Unfettered, he'll have unfettered access. He's already made the comment again privately, but he seems to have a problem with his private comments being said in front of live mics, as we just recently found out again. Over the last couple of days. But the fact of the matter is that the big fear with Obama in a second term is that he will have no remorse. He doesn't care about what he does to the Second Amendment because he doesn't have to worry about being elected again. We already know for a fact that he's told the anti-gunners, quote unquote, don't worry about it. We're working on it. We just have to do it under the radar. We know his track record. This is not pie in the sky, tinfoil hat stuff. All you have to do is look at his anti-gun voting record. It's right there for you to see. He's never met a gun ban bill that he didn't fall in love with. His attorney general has a history. And if you listen to Armed American Radio and your station, KCNR, you know that in 1995, all of this stuff is now surfacing with the current attorney general telling at a press conference when he was the D.C. U.S. attorney that he wanted the media to help brainwash people against firearms. This is a violently anti-gun. Gun-hating administration, and a second term will be very dangerous. And the most important thing about the second term and stopping an Obama second term is his access to the courts. He will have access to and will have appointed over a second term, from what we understand now, half the federal bench. In addition to that, a minimum of two, possibly three more Supreme Court justices, as our good friend Alan Gottlieb at the Second Amendment Foundation, just north of you, based up in Washington, will tell you and has told listeners on Armed American Radio before, that is the biggest fear, because the Second Amendment and all of the progress we've made over the last 15 years can be wiped out. And that is why, that's why this administration must be stopped. We know what's coming in the second Obama term.
I think that if people have a concern, that should be the biggest concern, is the being able to get to the judiciary and be able
that's
to
right.
appoint like that. Because, you know, the Congress, you could have a House of Representatives and a Senate that could be just, you know, mainly Republican. But if people can't forget that the Second Amendment was that law that went in onto the Supreme Court was a 5-4 vote. And so, you know, one other justice can make a difference.
Yeah, thank you for reminding listeners.
We've had several 5-4 votes. And, you know, only thing it takes is one. To replace one justice, one conservative justice, or one justice that believes in the Constitution with somebody that believes
isn't
in a
sad,
a proactive. Carl,
that we already know, isn't it sad that we already know how Sotomayor and Kagan are going to vote on the health care legislation? Isn't that sad? Isn't it sad that we already pretty much know how Ruth Bader Ginsburg is going to vote? You know, Ruth Bader Ginsburg, who said she wouldn't use our own Constitution as a model if she was starting a country, in a speech that she gave overseas. Isn't that sad that this is a Supreme Court justice, and we already know for a fact how those three are going to vote? Isn't that sad?
Well, yeah, but you know what, Mark? We got to take a break here, but we also know how Scalia's going to vote, too.
True. I like to point to the left, but it's true. It's so sad that this has been so politicized.
Ann Coulter said the other day that they're sick, you know, that the only person that needs to go to work this week is Kennedy, because you already know what the other ones are going to vote.
And that is that's a great point. And by the way, great interview with her. I enjoyed listening to it.
Yeah, I tell you what, when you get to meet her, she's not as, you know, people think of her as kind of strident and you know, abusive in nature, but she's not like that in real life. She's if anything, it's even kind of I don't want to use the word shy, because she's confident, but she's not like a in-your-face type of person. Anyway, we got to take a break here. Our guest, Mark Walters from the Armed American Radio Network. We'll be right back. Carl and the Bot.
I'm Chuck Kinney. For 15 years, Shasta Gas Propane has been here for you. Owned and operated by my wife Judy and I, we're a family company. We sell propane, and the thing is, we're local and not a big chain. We aren't the biggest, and we'll never claim to be. So what we promise is to give you the best customer service we can. Because when all is said and done, we know that's what separates us from the competition. Shasta Gas Propane. Safety, service, and savings. Give us a call at 365-3793.
For 8 years, That Kitchen Place has been your go-to place for everything the budding or experienced chef could ever want. So, in celebration of our 8-year anniversary, we're raffling off an entire table full of amazing products on March 31st. There will also be knife sharpening from 1 to 3, with all the proceeds benefiting the new Veterans Resource Center. You've been so great to us that we wanted to share the love. So come down and help us give back to the community. That Kitchen Place, Hilltop Drive, 222-1160.
Talk about customer service. Well, Kathy Larson from the Bay Area found Crown Motors on the internet, and Kathy says, I couldn't find what I was looking for, so I got on the net and Crown popped up. So I called them, told them what I wanted and the price. In 20 minutes, they had the car, and it was delivered to my house that evening. I'm very pleased, and so are we, Kathy. And remember, as dealers, we all pay the same for these vehicles. The difference is what we sell them. And check us out online at crownmotorsreading.com.
This is Carl Bott. I'm with Chef John Stadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis for Grandma Velia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. You know, if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Are you tired of worrying if your business will survive till the economy gets better? Worry no more. The Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce has the tools to help you with your small business. From valuable networking events to educational seminars, we are here in your community. People do business with people they know. Get closer to your future customers by joining the Reading Chamber of Commerce today. As a member, you will participate in referral programs, member-to-member discounts, free listing on the Chamber website, and your company name listed in our business directory with a distribution of 5,000 copies to potential customers. Call us at 225-4433 to find out how you can meet your new customers and build your business.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
This is KCNR, the home of free fire media.
Well, I won't back down.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. 8:55 in the morning, March the 27th. Tomorrow, we've got Mike Wiley coming on talking about the Veterans Hiring Fair and a couple other things. Also, Catherine Bird's coming on, who's running for district supervisor for District 4. She is new to our area. She's 28 years old, which is about half the age of everybody else that's running. That's kind of cool.
That is. And I didn't get the tickets. We'll give them away tomorrow for Hairspray. I've got two, so be listening first thing in the morning. That's going to be a terrific show. I know some of you in the chat pack were asking what I was doing. Well, my brother, you know, of course, who is a doctor in Sacramento, yesterday we were talking about Obamacare, and responding to an email from my sister-in-law that said he was on KRCA, I think in Sacramento, for 5 minutes this morning on their morning show, probably talking about Obamacare. I'm going to find out what that's.
If he was talking about Obamacare, probably 4 minutes of the five was bleeped out. So you might want to get in there and listen to him go bleep, 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 bleep.
He's been on Tom Sullivan's show several times, and he goes to the experts. He's very involved and.
In feels very strong.
CMA, AMA, and, you know, but he's on a side of repeal.
Okay, our guest, Mark Walker from Armed American Radio Network. And, Mark, good morning, or welcome back. We've just got a couple minutes left.
Pleasure to be with you.
Okay, last thoughts here before we end the segment. Hello?
Yes, sir.
Oh, just last thoughts here before we have to end the segment.
Well, I think it's important people understand that. Stan, I wanted to clarify one thing: that Stand Your Ground in the Trayvon Martin case we were discussing is not an issue on either side. It's not an issue don't get duped by the media and the headlines. Don't headline surf. Read into the story and know the truth, that this is not a stand your ground case. Stand your ground is good law, and they, the Justice Department can look at it all day long. They'll find it's good law if they're honest. The other thing is that it's imperative that we join our grassroots organizations. You have a wonderful one right there in your backyard, CalGuns. CalGuns.net, CalGuns.net. They do amazing work, and believe me, you have an uphill battle there in California to fight, but it's winnable, and we see it happening. My gosh, look at Illinois. Never in my wildest dreams did I think that I would say there's a chance for concealed carry in Illinois. Pike County, Illinois, County Commission just approved a concealed carry ordinance. So we'll see how it stands up. But there's a lot of national support. Get involved locally. Some of these groups only charge, they'll only take donations. If you can only afford $5, give $5. If you can't afford $5, they still want you in there because numbers mean good things. So get involved at a local level, and you guys keep up the fight. It's very important, especially as we approach November.
Well, you know, it's the big thing for us is
we appreciate
that,
you being on, Mark.
Well, we appreciate it, Mark. And is the big thing for us is that, again, it goes to individual rights and having them chipped away. I mean, I don't go out and, you know, carry rifles and all that kind of stuff around and all these. But, you know, the idea that, it again, it goes back into the personal liberties. And it's things that, you know, we have all of our little things going on up here in the county, in the city. But it goes back down to his personal liberties and the government encroaching on you at all, you know, just a little bit more each time. You know, anything from how you make up your bed to how much salt you put on your food. Anyway.
That's right.
Mark, thanks a lot. It's always good talking to you.
Thank you. Anytime.
You
bet. We appreciate your show as well. So thank you for being
with
us.
And make sure everybody tunes in right there on KCNR to Armed American Radio.
There you go.
Absolutely.
Tell all your friends. Okay. Thanks a lot, Mark. Okay. Like I said, tomorrow we got Catherine Byrd coming in. Running for district supervisor position in
going to be giving tickets
District 4.
Away.
Yeah, we're going to be giving tickets away. We're going to be talking veterans issues. We got a big week this week. We got a lot of people coming in. Mike Michalak from the fly shop. He's going
to
be talking
to
about. You know, he came up with some really great ideas the other day about. You know, hey, you know what? We are just not utilizing our scenery enough. Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
You've been listening to KCNR Shasta Redding.
And I'll keep this world from dragging me down.